This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 430 on the dot. We have the Think Tank coming up at 5. We have Charlie Brennan from KMOX on today with Jimmy Griffin and Speaker Tim Jones. Welcome, Dave Murray, back. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
So it kind of sounds like if I were to be at my house in Darden Prairie, no snow, but the cabin out west in Innsbruck, you might have a dusting.
No, I'm going to say that St. Louis north and northwest could all have a dusting.
Okay. How far you have to go to, like, go, oh, look, it snowed?
Man, I think
Manitoba.
I think if you're up, I think downtown could say, oh, look, it snowed.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
So, Florissant, we're getting some.
I think you'll get enough to maybe get a dusting on the grass and maybe stick to the trees, but nothing on the roads. Nobody sees much on the roads.
When does it get here?
I would say that we could start to see a little bit of rain kick in here anytime between, oh, let's say 6:30 and 8 tonight, and then mix rather quickly with some light snow, and it's all gone by probably 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
It's the way snow should be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tomorrow is one of these days where your head is going to spin. You're just going to freak. It's going to be like, oh, man, what happened to the weather? It is going to be a pure winter day tomorrow, a real changeable sky. At times will be completely cloudy. At other times, the sun will be out. Winds up to 35 miles per hour. 30s to near 40 degrees for the high, wind chills below freezing almost all day long. Another little secondary impulse is going to come down in the northwest flow. Kind of think of it as a cold front. And what that front is going to do is trigger some snow squalls and snow bursts during the afternoon and probably taking us into the afternoon rush. And some of these things will reduce visibility almost down to zero and enough to cover the ground in some spots and cause some slick roads, because it will get so cold overnight tonight and stay cold during the day tomorrow. I think we could have some road problems tomorrow evening, but nothing from the stuff tonight.
Huh. Wow.
And how about 20 degrees for the overnight low Friday night into Saturday morning? That gets your attention.
Yes.
I put my windows in the Jeep today.
That's a good move. Good timing.
Mm-hmm. Good timing.
Yeah.
I think it's the earliest I've ever done it.
You know, it's been quite a while since we've seen this kind of cold this early in the season.
There was a couple of days in the summertime that when it was super hot that I had the baby in the car and went to get gas and didn't want to turn off the air conditioner, so I pumped gas with the truck running.
So dangerous to do.
And it turned on the check engine light. And when the check engine light's on, the remote start doesn't work. So every morning, I've been having to go out and start the truck in the freezing, because I don't want to put the kids. I don't want to put the kids in the truck to go to school freezing cold in the morning. It's a pain. I need to get fixed.
Tough.
Well, it needs to be.
Make them walk to school.
I need to get that fixed. With the getting even colder, I need to get that fixed.
There are a lot of things that I do that I shouldn't do in life, but I never pump my gas without the car running.
What?
That's... You should not do that.
Yeah. You always have running.
I just said that.
Yeah, I'll say that again. I always say, and talking on your cell phone while you're pumping gas, anything that can cause some static electricity. Sparks.
You're not even supposed to get in and out of your car.
Right, true. Right.
If you've ever seen one of these stations go up in flames, you'd never do that again. It's like a firebomb going off.
Tony and Dave are like, oh, well.
Yeah. Small price to pay.
What are you going to do?
I didn't want the kids to sweat.
Yeah.
I don't have to start it again when I come back out of QT.
It's absolutely right.
Doesn't it? If a little bit of air gets in there, it turns on it'll trigger the check engine light, and then you're just messed up forever.
Mm. Boy, I'm going to go get a reset. Problems of the first world country.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Close got a corner. I see you got your light turned on.
Yeah, because it's kind of dark in here tonight. It's brought to you by Schnucks. Get a little more holiday this season with Schnucks rewards. Download
the app today.
Sounded
surprised by that.
All right, Schnucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, them.
This is an article in the paper today I want to talk about. I have been a customer of pay TV for over 35 years. I've never been more frustrated than I am right now. Cord cutting continues as pay TV loses $1 million in quarter. Cable and satellite TV providers lost about 1.1 million subscribers during the July to September period, the largest quarterly loss ever. In total, about 78% of the U.S. TV households subscribe to some form of pay TV service. That's down from 86% in 2013. And I believe the problem is they make you buy what you don't want. They package it. You want certain channels. And I would say in my service, I watch maybe one-tenth of the channels that I've got. One-tenth at the most. But I still have to get them. And then if you want to jump.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Why is it in 2018, other than just bad business, that they can't send you a menu?
Absolutely.
You check the boxes.
Absolutely.
They say that's going to be $79 a month. And you go, great.
Yep. Just give me what I want.
That would be perfect.
Didn't
Congress get all up in arms about this about 4 years ago and said they were going to change everything?
Right. And nothing.
And nothing happened.
Nothing happened. No.
They can't charge the same for advertising.
Well, they'll have to do this, or they're going to go the way of newspapers.
Absolutely,
right. Yes.
That's why I'm saying, because so many people, because then you add into it with Netflix and Sling and Hulu and all that, people going in that direction. You get what you want, and these with the cable companies, they just keep going back and they keep raising their prices. And then if you do go to them and say, drop this, they go, well, to be on this tier to get this channel, you have to have this package. And right. And people are leaving.
You know, the only thing
keeping me
from it, honestly, is just the ignorance of how to do it.
Same here.
Yeah.
That's it.
Me too.
Yes.
Yep.
If someone came to my door and said, hey, I can set you up with PlayStation View right now, and it's going to be $10 a month, $20 bucks a month, done. Come on in. Let's do it.
I talked to a friend of mine 6 months ago about starting a company that would do exactly that. Just people would go in and say, it costs you $250, but they'll set you up, and you're going to save that amount of money within 3-4 months anyway. Because a lot of people, and anytime you go to change.
What a great idea, because we have consultants for
everything.
Everything. And consultants really are just people who know things that you don't know or do things you don't want to do.
Right.
So why not?
Yes.
For people who say, look, we'll come in. We're not going to like rewire your whole house, but we will help you out with these different technological things.
Sure.
You don't know how to do.
Right, and just make it easy and give you a cheat sheet, and here's how you do it, and then you're ready to go, and you're saving big money.
All of my TVs are smart TVs now, but one, and it happens to be the big one I watch most of the time, and so I end up watching the cable, and it's just dumb.
Yeah.
And it's mostly because that's where the real wood fireplace is, and then I just want a real wood fire.
Right,
but
right.
If I'm in the other room with a smart TV, I don't miss it.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting because, like Dave said, 4 years ago they talked about it. They've got to respond.
They have
otherwise, they're just, you know, so many people making the move to the other things and cutting the cable and all that. And this is the biggest cut they've had in history.
Wow. People wait too long to do things that they should do because now if they come back with, well, wait a second, you can just pick whatever you want. Mm-hmm. I might just say, blow me just because.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
Yeah, right. You mistreated me all these years, and you held me captive to a bunch of stuff
now
that I didn't want.
You're
going to
give me everything I want?
Yeah, thanks a lot. So it'll be interesting to see if they start responding to this, because they got to, I mean, they're bleeding big time at this point. Yeah. They got to stop it.
Yeah. You done?
I'm done.
Oh, okay.
I'm done.
Usually you have a few things or a couple of shout-outs.
No, there's no more shout-outs. I'm inviting nobody's
sulk.
Coming. Nobody's coming in anymore.
You know what? I have a shout-out, actually. I told Tim Conby that we would give a shout-out. I feel like it was last year Tim came on and was talking about his friend Dave Grelly. Do you guys remember this?
Yes.
He was in a hit-and-run accident. I mean, he was walking across the street. Yeah. This woman hit him. Went to trial. She ended up just getting probation. He sustained horrible injuries from this. Really, really sad. Well, he's back to playing music. He's playing music tomorrow night and Saturday night at Jazz St. Louis. I believe you can get tickets at jazzstl.org. So go check it out. Really nice guy. I'm sorry that all of this happened. And go support him.
Yeah.
Isn't life weird?
So weird.
Yeah. I mean, look at these poor people that just went to go line dancing at this place last night, and it's crazy. And here's the thing: the only thing that makes me feel any better about it is it's a crapshoot.
Hmm.
If I stop by QT and get gas tonight, if I go to Sugar Fire Barbecue, if I go to Target, or if I'm in my backyard, I have equal chances of some madman killing me just because they got the idea in their head.
Yeah. One of the people that were at this bar in California were also in Las Vegas.
Oh, my God.
At that event, that country event. That's two that they've missed, which is
amazing.
Just amazing.
And you feel so emasculated is the wrong word, but you know what I'm getting at. When the person's dead, like you want him to stay alive so you can torture him for 80 years. Yeah. Like, how dare you? That's the thing that always gets me. How dare you do this to other people?
And then take yourself out.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I agree.
If you want to take yourself out, take yourself out.
Do it. Just get to that and forget the rest of the part. Yeah, this is
pure evil.
Yeah. And it's now, it seems like we're getting about like once a week. I mean,
it really does.
Which it's just unacceptable. So
yeah, this morning, I hate to even say this because it makes me sound like a monster, but I think I speak for a lot of people. I'm so desensitized to it that I'm watching the news and they say, oh, there's a big pileup and you may have to be in traffic for an hour. And I didn't know about the shooting yet. Then they're like, and there's been another shooting. 12 people are dead in California. If you had me hooked up to a meter, the response would have been pretty close. Like, Columbine, I remember when Columbine happened, and just being, I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah.
How? What? No, that can't be true. Now, you just go get another cup of coffee, you shake your head, you say something to whoever you're in the room with, and you go about your day.
Right.
It's awful.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Thank you, Dave.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.